Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing daily, let it be God first. After receiving Turning Point audio, then join us on Turning Point Prayer Hub via our social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. All at the Real Femi Emmanuel. Subscribe to our YouTube, like our, and follow our Facebook. Time is 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. We call this securing the day or commanding your day. If you can join us live, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time from your country or from where you are, good. If not, because of time differential, then when you wake up in your country, after listening to Turning Point audio, go to our YouTube and Facebook, sing the song we sang, pray the prayer we pray, prophesy as we prophesy to the day, make the sacrifice we made. If you are consistent enough, there will be daily transformation. Welcome also to Sunday, the 16th date in November. Please open your hand and heart to receive. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. Scripturally and spiritually, 16 stands for love, mercy, and compassion. In 1 Corinthians 13, the chapter described love. Apostle Paul listed 16 characteristics of love. The 16 is to encounter and experience God's love. It represents divine help and deliverance. Open your hand for prayer. On this 16th day, I declare that God's love will surround you. His presence will lift you up. Because 16 symbolizes the establishment of a new beginning, I decree every new thing God has started in your life and family, it will conclude. This day, help will locate you. We are in the middle of the month already. May God put you in the middle of a major miracle. Who is this? That money, that approval, that paper, that invitation, that phone call you've been waiting for shall come early in the week. Sunday is the beginning of a new week. I prophesy, within the next 7 days, that battle shall be won. Oh yes, that door you are knocking will open. Your heart desire shall be granted. All opposition and contention against you or your children shall be reversed in your favor. If you are attending the church service today, God's word will come for you. Pray and say, God, send your word to me. Oh yes, it will come. God will lavish you with care and with love. Oh, there will be miracle. Difficult to explain and believe. Lay your hand on your body. If you have pain or sickness in any part of you, I pronounce you are healed. I say you are healed in Jesus' name. Rise up and walk. Start doing what you couldn't do before. Your healing shall be made perfect. November 16, celebrant. Open your hand for prayers. Be blessed. Your bad day is blessed. God will add days to your years and years to your days. Happy bad day. Listeners, this is day 21. 3 weeks for question and answer, knowledge and wisdom acquisition. So many issues are still here untouched. Don't worry. Resend them in 2 weeks' time. I believe we were blessed with what we have shared so far. Let's see how many issues we can share today. First one. Good morning, Pastor, and beloved TPGF. Most times, I entered a public bus. I have all to preach the word of God, but I struggled with it. Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. And when I do, sometimes I stammer. Normally, I don't stammer. I feel concerned about it, sir. Wow. Thank God for your effort at preaching the gospel of Christ. As for struggling and stammering, trying to preach in the public bus, it is called stage fright. Subject you to wherefore prayers and continuous practice will make you overcome stage fright, even at public gatherings. However, I want to advise that those days of evangelism in the bus, oh, those days are gone. It brings little or no result. One might even become a public nuisance. In some states in Nigeria, as well in some other climes, that practice has been banned. Even those who used to hawk drugs in buses have stopped doing so. There are too many different strategies for evangelism. Social media is there. Put it on social media. Crusade, TV, radio, billboard, flyers. So many soul-winning strategies. But the most effective soul-winning method is one-on-one. The most powerful, that is almost 100% result, is sharing your love with someone. Share care and welfare. In our church, we call it IBI. Identify a person, befriend that person, and influence that person for Christ. Jesus Christ sent his disciples out two by two. Then he fed the multitude and preached to them. Invite people to your house for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Reach out to them. Oh, individual of a family with care and concern. They will listen. Most likely accept your teaching. That is what God has laid on my heart that we do this end of the year. We call it feeding outreach. Exactly the way Jesus did it. He fed the multitude. He preached to them. The stomach is the shortest route to the heart. No one eats your food and refuses to listen to what you have to say. Most crucial executive meetings are held over a dinner or lunch. It is a spiritual key to win soul for Christ. So TPGF, join me in this end of the year to reach out to 10,000 souls. We shall give them decent meal for 7 days to the same people who give them ticket. Make them as strong physically and minister Christ to them. Thank God for TPGF members that are already responding since I started announcing it. Please respond. Send your seed for feeding the hungry and winning souls. Each one of us that is able, please practice this on your own. Invite individual or families to your home. Reach out to them, feeding them, showing them care. They will listen. Next, good day, sir. As a husband, if you have passion to go into something and you discuss it with your wife and she said no, that she's not in support, does it mean one will not succeed in that program? Thank you, sir. Wow, no. Not necessarily so. But greater and quicker success is guaranteed if both of you agree and pull in the same direction. Read Matthew 18:19. Also Genesis 11:6. At the building of the Tower of Babel. Read it. Even God Almighty said, these people are one, they are in agreement. There is nothing they determine to do that will not be possible. My counsel, husbands should patiently discuss and carry their wives along on such program or project to agree, support, and pull along. Maximum success will come. So exercise a little more patience with your wife. Talk to her again and again. Listen to her own reason of refusal and address it. Next, thank you, sir. Our daddy, unfortunately, our father passed on a few years ago. But our mom is healthy and fine, enjoying the fruit of her labor with over 30 grandchildren to the glory of God. A brand new house is ready to be handed over to her. Wow! This is the response to the mom of 8 children whose late husband often maltreated, beating her up before her children, frolicking with other women. But mom advised the children not to fight on her behalf and never to incur the wrath of their parents. Now, 4 of the children are now millionaires. Mom is still alive. Dad passed on some years ago. There is a lesson for every one of us to learn here. Fathers, mothers, and children, all of us. Husband, learn from this. I don't need to preach any message here. It's a whole sermon on his own. My sons and daughters, God bless you for taking care of your mom who suffered so much to bring you up. May God also forgive dad, even though he's now passed on. Wow, I'm touched. It's like we should just continue with these weeks of teaching and sharing. But there is power also when we give glory to God, sharing testimonies. Send in your testimonies so God can do more for you and those listening can be blessed. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Join us from tomorrow morning on Turning Point Prayer Hub via our YouTube or Facebook, 6:30 to 7 a.m. daily, Nigeria time. While we are carrying on all our other charitable efforts, I feel a deep urge in my heart that at this end of the year, we should feed the hungry and then minister Christ to them. Join us, also winning loving people. TPGF, join me in this crusade. About 120 million naira is required. What can you sow? What can you send? There are philanthropists among us. There are givers and there are those who love souls. Please do so. God will bless you. Can you send a million naira or its equivalent from whatever country you are? Can you do 500,000, 200, 100, 50,000, 20,000, or 10,000? Thank God for those that are already responding. Send your soul-winning, feeding and soul-winning seed to welfare account of TPGF at Zene Bank 101-723-8378. Do so today. I pray for you as I receive your seed. May the Lord bless you and feed you. If you feed the hungry, you will never be poor. If you have to save soul, there will be reward here and eternal glory when we get to heaven. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.